Talking today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. And, Colin, you know, I think we've had quite a few conversations here in the last couple of years, thinking we're getting closer to maybe conclusion of a farm bill. Maybe we are getting closer finally, though, with this conference moving forward.
I think finally, Ron, we are just about to wrap this thing up. I anticipate us having this bill done, signed, and delivered by Christmas, the way things are looking. We have had the face-to-face meeting, the conference committee. The four principal members of the both Senate and House Ag committees have been meeting almost daily. Their staff are meeting daily. So we're making a lot of good progress here. I think we're going to finally, after 3 years, get this bill done.
You know, a lot of people have got different ideas as far as what the real sticking point is. Is it more nutrition or is it more commodity title?
Oh, I think it's more nutrition. The political calculation right now is at what compromise level do you get enough Democrats to come back into the fray and vote for the bill to compensate for the Tea Party people who will abandon this process. And we have heard $10 billion is kind of being that magic number. I just don't know right now. That is the conversation that is being had by Senator Stabenow and Chairman Lucas and trying to work out this final package.
If we came up with a number in that range, and that obviously would not please the Senate Majority Leader, Mr. Cantor, or the House Majority Leader, Mr. Cantor, would there a possibility be that the House leadership might not vote on a conference report?
No, I don't think so. I think if we can get a conference report done and both sides agree to it within the conference committee, I don't think that they would take the tactic of just keeping it from coming to the floor. The leadership knows we've got to get this thing done, and even though they may not be enamored with the final product, they will bring it up for a vote.
At this point, the commodity title has taken on kind of a life of its own as well as far as the difference between the House and the Senate. What are you hearing? In other words, is Mr. Lucas going to be able to get a lot of what he's kept talking about and wanting to get a bill that works for all areas of the country?
I think he is going to be successful in that attempt. As we all know, there have been two definitive camps on Title I. I think ultimately we will get something more in line with what Mr. Lucas wants, and I think that's encouraging.
When we think about disaster programs that basically ran out of money a couple of years ago now, obviously we're going to play some catch-up if we get this bill through. How important are they really back out in the country for our livestock producers?
They're extremely important. When you look at the fires, the droughts, the big snowstorm in western South Dakota just here a couple of weeks ago, it is a very important program to be able to help those who need some significant help. The unfortunate part is we have not had these programs for 3 years now. Of course, they expired a year before this last farm bill expired. The good thing is this farm bill will reestablish those programs and make them retroactive. So it will provide the opportunity for a lot of these guys who are still suffering to get some sort of relief.
Assuming that does happen, that means they hopefully have kept those records straight to be able to go back and apply for some of that help.
That is key. It's going to take some pretty significant and accurate record keeping in order to get any sort of support out of USDA. If anybody has any questions about that, they can actually go to our website, www.beefusa.org, and we have a great piece on how to keep the accurate records. So if anybody has any questions, just let us know.
Other area within the farm bill itself, cool. Placeholders there. A lot of folks during that open meeting talked about wanting to try to deal with what they see as a problem. Any sense on how much of a chance we've got of actually seeing something in the final product?
I think there will be some sort of fix in this final product because these members of the conference committee understand that the looming retaliation from Canada and Mexico, which will probably take place late next summer, early next fall, will be devastating to us. Canada and Mexico have historically been two of the top five export markets for U.S. beef. In 2012, both of them were worth about $1 billion apiece. For 2013, it looks like Canada is going to far exceed that billion-dollar mark, and Mexico is going to be very close. They are hugely important to the bottom line of this industry, and if we lose access, it's going to be a killer to us. And I think that has helped convince a lot of these members that we need to do something that the WTO will find compliant.
Regarding, do we get make it, you know, basically the program voluntary? Do they just study it? I mean, you know, what are the options really out there for the, you know, the conference?
You know, the language that's already in the House version of the Farm Bill is for a study of the new rule that was put in place on May the 23rd and will be enforced starting November 23rd to really show whether or not it works and how much of a burden it's adding to our industry. That is one option, of just keeping that language in place. Looking at voluntary programs is also another option. What we're trying to do is inform the members of Congress of all the voluntary programs that we as an industry already have in place, things such as Laura's Lean Beef, Certified Angus Beef. These are great labeling programs that allows the fundamental of marketing to actually come through, and that is brand your product with a label that grabs people's attention, give the consumer a choice, and then ultimately pass that premium back to the producers who are supplying you those high-quality cattle.
Believe it or not, there obviously are some things beyond the Farm Bill that you're watching. RFS, one of them. We were anticipating that there was going to be some sort of an adjustment to the renewable fuel standard number. It hasn't come yet.
It has not come yet. We heard about a leaked document, or saw a leaked document out of EPA saying they were going to revise the RFS mandate down. Because of that leaked document, I think EPA has maybe gotten some cold feet, and they have put that back on the shelf. Now, it still could come out at any time, but it is something that all sides of this debate are watching very closely, because that's a pretty significant signal for EPA to come out and revise down what they would be considering the mandate for the RFS to be.
Livestock industry still need that revision or some adjustment RFS, given we got, you know, $4 corn instead of $7 corn?
Yeah, corn prices have come down. That's definitely a relief, especially to our cattle feeding segment. But we still have the philosophy of government programs being based on letting the market choose the winners and losers and not the government choosing the winners and losers. So we are still looking at a reform to the RFS, because if ethanol is really that magic bullet that the proponents claim that it is, it can live and die by the open market just like the cattle business does. So we are going to continue to push for some sort of RS reform here in 2013 and even into 2014.
One last issue, Colin, that has to do with immigration. A lot of fears that we are not going to see anything happen.
Unfortunately, I don't think that we are. This thing had a great head of steam behind it early in 2013. The Senate passed their version of a bill in June. The House looked like they were getting ready to do the same, and unfortunately, they kind of jumped the track a little bit, and that has completely fizzled. It's still very important that we have this discussion, because we have to address the border security issue. When you look at our southern border with Mexico, farmers and ranchers are the ones that own the majority of the land down there, and we hear horror stories all the time of people who are suffering because of the drug trade that's coming through, illegal aliens coming through. But at the same time, we also have to have access to a legal workforce. So we want some sort of guest worker program in order to make sure that we have the workers we need in feedlots, packing plants, and on farms and ranches. But again, I just don't think that we're going to get anything done, because in 2014, Congress is going to turn their attention towards getting elected, and that usually precludes them from doing any major pieces of legislation.